We had a play is play. I was watching the golf on Sunday. Man, that was exciting. Watching Scottie Scheffler come from four strokes back to get the win. McIntyre was kind of like, you know, doing what he does. He's always pretty good around the leaderboard. The Scotsman, who's won some major tournaments, not majors, but big tournaments like the Scottish Open. But Scottie Scheffler was making magic. When you have something like that pitch that was just, or chip, however you want to call it, off the green, 80-plus feet, it's amazing. If you didn't see it, it sounded like this.
Scottie Scheffler, 82 feet from the hole. He's off the green left in the rough. Lifts this out of the rough onto the putting surface. Now bringing it down the slope towards the hole. Slowly moving. Now picking up speed. That's getting close to the hole. Now picking up speed. Getting close. Scottie Scheffler. And that is right near it in. He made it. Chip and birdie. Oh, my goodness. Do you believe it? Scottie Scheffler. Birdies. Hole out. 17. 15 under.
Amazing. Can't wait to see him. If you've never been to Eastlake for the Tour Championship, again, whether it's on the weekend or Thursday and Friday, a chance to have the greatest access with the top 30 golfers on the planet. It really is amazing, Carl. And who's going to be watching Scottie Scheffler? A ton of people, because he's creating these kind of moments.
What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? He is owning the PGA Tour. Big O said this. Tiger in 06 and 07 won at least five times in two consecutive years. He's put himself in that category with this win, which was his fifth of the year. Mike, he erased a four-shot deficit also. It's not like he won on that. Well, he did win on that chip. Right. But he also erased a four-shot deficit and made it look easy. Guys, Tiger had the intimidation. And if you looked up at the leaderboard, you went, oh, crap, here he comes. That's Scotty now. Here he comes, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm excited about the Tour Championship this week and to see if he can close this thing out. A lot of money at stake. And, Mike, we said this. They had those quirky rules for the last few years where your guy came in and you had a 10-stroke lead. It made it no fun. Now you got to come in and you got to win the tournament like you're supposed to. So I think it's even playing field from that standpoint, and he's going to be a draw, man. I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Hey, man, Scotty is definitely locked in for the Ryder Cup. Top six are there. There's a story I heard Drew Butler talking about this morning on the Steakhouse that apparently the guys that are locked in right now for the Ryder Cup team for the U.S. are apparently going to have a dinner Tuesday night. You heard about this already?
I did.
So what do you? So big shot. You know where it is?
No, I do not. I do not. But I did hear about this and that they're going to get together and discuss. Mm. But I do not know. And, Mike, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I want to know because, like, I might be tempted to just try to creep in. Are they in here? I don't want to know, but that is so cool that they're doing it here.
Right. Scottie Scheffler, J.J. Spawn, who's a Cinderella boy, you know, won the U.S. Open this year. Has been a great story. Xander Schauffele, Russell Henley, Georgia boy, a couple of Georgia boys, Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau, the one LIV golfer. Justin Thomas will likely make it. He's at 7. Those guys are locked in. Colin Morikawa, here's where it gets a little more different and a little more interesting. Will they discuss in this meeting, maybe Keegan Bradley, you can be player captain.
Ooh.
And the guys that are assistant captains who walk around with the walkie-talkies who just go, we're a two down in this group. I mean, I always get a kick out of the Ryder Cup. Everybody in the golf carts riding around with their walkie-talkies like, okay, what do you need? Well, you need him to win the freaking match. You know, you can't sub him out in the middle of it. It's not like it's a coach. Get him out of there. You know what I mean? You're going to change the defense in an NBA game. But anyway, I'd like to see Keegan Bradley, who's number 11 in the Ryder Cup standings, has been top 10 in the world, be maybe the player captain. Because Brian Harman loved the guy, British Open champ, another George boy. He might be a little too little because you got to have some serious length at Bethpage Black.
You're right about that. And that's why these pairings are going to be so important when you start talking about. I mean, listen, we'd like to think that they're all great at everything. This is where you find out and kind of figure out, Mike, that mixing and matching of putting a pair together that's going to be competitive, because this guy, he's a great putter, great finisher. He's a great, you know, tee to green guy. You just have to figure it out. But can I mention this real quick while you're talking about this? I'm over Ricky Fowler. I mean, Ricky doesn't even make the top 30. He's not going to be. Mike, what is the deal? How many years have we been talking about Ricky Fowler?
He had a chance, and you blew. He had a chance, and you blew it. Down the stretch, they had that live ticker showing you top 30. For guys who don't know how this works out, this was the BMW that was up at the caves in Maryland. And, again, only the top 30 come to Eastlake. So he was on the cusp of that, and he started missing some putts. Look, good-looking guy, marketing machine. He'll always, you know, make a ton of money because people want to pay to have him represent him. But he's just that guy. The high watermark for him was one of the players, right, back in the day.
That's right.
Love the guy. Interviewed him a million times. And my wife was like, you know, she even said it. She goes, so good-looking, so average, you know what I mean, as far as his golf game. So it was frustrating for some of these guys that were on the cusp, and they don't get to make it now to Eastlake. They'll be wearing these outfits, by the way. Have you seen him? And what do you think? Ralph Lauren does the outfits. Why can't they just do something clean, like white slacks, you know, blue, dark blue, you know, a flag on it, American flag?
Just simple?
Yeah. I said to Carl, it looks like something like, you know, that Fuzzy Zeller would have worn in 1978 or Hale Irwin. I mean, it's like 70s tacky. Day-Day, take a look at this. Look up the duds for the Ryder Cup. To me, it's too much. One even looks like a Zubaz shirt. You see that one pattern? I'm not feeling it, man.
The logo has not necessarily changed. I told Mike, I always get like a Ryder Cup hat. We were going to go a couple of years ago when it was up in Wisconsin, Mike, and we came close to going, and then I didn't.
Is that the one at Whistling Straits?
It was. And then this year you said Beth Page Black, and I'm like, dude, that's going to be an insane atmosphere up there.
Because for those who don't know, again, not everybody who listens to the show is a big golf fan. The Ryder Cup is the best of Europe. It used to be way back when. It was just England. But we'd smoke those guys, so they expanded it to all of Europe. And so now when we go over to Europe, man, Europeans, they bring it. Crowd really gets after it. So now here in the States, in New York, at Bethpage, oof. They get, I mean, that is a raucous New York crowd. They call it Bethpage Black because just like a ski resort, it's the black course. It's the most difficult, and that's the place where guys will camp out in their cars to get a starting time. It's basically a public course, but it is something that is really not one of my faves, I mean, aesthetically, because it's too damn impossible.
It's hard.
It's a typical, like, U.S. Open course.
It really is hard. Right? Yeah, I agree. But the atmosphere, and that's what the Ryder Cup is all about, and look, we got to handle business on our home turf. That's the other part about
it. Right. Day-Day, what do you think of the duds, man? You shell out $100 for those?
No.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. You feel me on that? Just something clean.
Oh, get your hat and your shirt for Ryder Cup, man. Come on.
No, but you know what? I will say, though, I felt out of place. I was at a social event.
Okay. Do tell.
I don't want to give up too much information because I don't want people to feel away. But there were so many, like,
snobs,
PGA, or just Master Golf shirt, and all these. I had on a polo, but it was just, you know, it was Hanes.
Right. Hey, man.
So
no shame in that.
So no, I really was kind of like, maybe I should at least get one
upgrade.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, man. A couple guys are sound off. I got the images up at Mike Bell ATL. You can take a look and hit us back. Ralph Lauren, years ago, it was, I forget where the course was, but it was the golf. I remember the captain of the team that year, I think it was Corey Pavin, and his wife had done, she did the deal for the shirts and the duds, and all the players hated him. This is also a giant show for the wives, by the way. You've seen this.
I have.
All the dinners and everything. So I was like, meow, meow. So there's always an aspect to this, so we'll see where this one goes. Anyway, but it was a compelling story. We'll be at the Tito Stillhouse tent, which is generally, if memory serves, Carl, between 15 green, that peninsula green in the lake, and the 16th tee box, generally right next to where the PGA FedEx Cup store is. That's where we'll be.
The merch store. Yeah, man. Right. And we have a great time in there.
Andy Rand, you'll be there, then we'll be there on Thursday, Friday.
It's a lot of fun. It'll be good to be back in there, Mike.
Damn right. I was in Italy last time. I missed out on it.
Well, you didn't miss the Stillhouse.
You missed out on the flowing vodka.
We had another spot. But it'll be good to be back in there, seriously. And come through and see us, man. If you're going to check out the PGA at East Lake and certainly the Tour Championship, it's a lot of fun.
Hey, man, one last nugget while we're talking some golf. Ben Griffin, if you didn't see this, he four putts from 4 feet. Four putts, Carl. 4 feet. Which, if you didn't see this.
Ow.
Scotty missed that 3-footer.
He did.
He had a 4-footer.
Did you see the way
back.
He looked at it? He was like, what? Did the hole just move?
Dan Hicks said that the greens are really speeding up here at the caves. So, yeah, really running high on the stemp meter. That's the speed. They have a meter for how fast the golf courses are. Anyway, moving on. You ever had a crazy ex, and this isn't not to you personally, but to anybody out there listening, never mess with a man's car. I did have an ex-girlfriend climb on the hood of my car.
I never had that.
We tried to reenact in her mind the scene from Clint Eastwood in Magnum Force. Remember Dirty Harry's on the hood of the mobster's Cadillac? I was going that fast.
Was she on your hood?
She was on the hood of my old car.
Were you trying to dispatch her off the hood?
No, I was just like,
tell the truth.
Stephanie, would you please get off the hood of the car? I was late for work. So now I'm rolling down Maple Street in Southampton, and one of my buddies is a Southampton cop. And I get to the office. He goes, hey, because he's off duty. He goes, hey, I was just waking up. He goes, that wasn't Stephanie on the hood of your car. You're going down Maple Street. So that's the closest it came with me. Reason I bring this up is we've all heard horror stories of guys cheating on their ex and their ex getting paint and writing something bad on the side of the car.
That's just dirty.
To let women know what he is. Well, a Kentucky woman, according to Barstool Sports, arrested and charged after destroying her ex-car with glitter in the AC unit. In other words, she got the hood open, poured glitter into the air intake,
ooh,
and then salt in the engine. This comes from WKRC in Richmond, Kentucky.
She did her research.
Yep. Madison District Court documents 31-year-old Stephanie Calchrist of Richmond arrested on Thursday, accused of inflicting nearly $12,500 in damage to her ex's car. Glitter in the air conditioning vent cracked the windshield, cracked the rearview mirror, busted the vehicle's radio screen, and poured salt into the vehicle's engine. As we all know, hell hath no fury, as a woman scorned. And yes, she has the crazy eyes in the mugshot. For those who haven't seen, you can find it on Barstool Sports.
What was the breakup about? Like, what's the deal?
5'2" of ample bosom and brown hair, in case you're wondering. And she's grinning for her mugshot, like, ha ha, I won't be ignored, Dan. For those who remember.
A banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, I love a good mugshot like this one. Doesn't it specifically say what the boy, does it matter what the boy's friend did? But, I mean, she did take it next level. That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
I'd say so.
Don't mess with a man's vehicle. That's not right. I mean, yeah, that's just not cool. Hey, Vegas, somebody jumped up on stage at XS Nightclub. And when? We've been there. Claiming to be Justin Bieber. He duped the staff. Hot Nightclub. Have you ever been to Vegas? Again, I know Vegas. If you're not gambling, you millennials, or at least Gen Zers, you'll be at the club. He convinced the security staff and management that he actually was Justin Bieber. Things went so far, the club let this Justin Bieber impersonator get up on stage and perform. there's multiple posts out on the internet. It did not take long at all for people to start posting videos and confirming this sure as hell is not Justin Bieber.
Oh, my goodness. How did they not know?
Well, he looks like him.
He does?
I mean, he does look like him. And people, he gets up on stage and girls are all kind of dancing and they're moving and they realize, wait a minute, that's not Justin
that's not
Bieber.
Him.
This happens all the time.
It does.
You'd be amazed how people get away with this stuff. It's like that... remember that commercial that used to run? It was from Vegas Tourism, where the guys are all partying, a bunch of good-looking like Latin guys, and they grab like a vase from the elevator lobby.
Oh yeah,
and they run around like they've got a cup for celebrating a championship.
And it's not them.
Don't be afraid, man. Just run with it, and you know, just as we said, act like you belong. I guess would be the motto.
This
there.
Dude looks like he ate Justin Bieber. This
oh,
guy
would
can't
you stop it?
Well, if you can find the audio, play it. I don't know if he's like you know just doing like yeah, because I guess most of these guys, I hate to tell, let you in on the secret. They're singing to a track. Okay.
Really?
I mean, some people would say that, you know, girls would be like, it's good. He's just drunk.
He's like doing like kick things on the stage, like the little kicks like Elaine did in Seinfeld. There's no way. There's no way.
His dance moves, it literally looks like Elaine doing the Elaine dance on Seinfeld. Hey, let's just say he's devoid of rhythm. There is your guy talk on a Monday on Dukes of Bell.
Speaking of cars, real quick, one of my favorite bits ever. I know you've heard it, Mike, because you love comedy like I do. But Richard Pryor talks about killing his car.
Yes.
Ever heard this bit?
Ever had the engine go blanket?
Yes. And talking about somebody messing up your car, but he's like, my wife is going to leave. And I was like, you ain't leaving in this car. And he shoots the tires. It's a true story. He shoots the tires out. And then he said the cops showed up at his house. And it's a funny bit, man. But
they don't kill cars. Yeah, they kill.
Yeah, yeah. So if you've never seen it, one of the all-time greats. But talking about messing somebody's car, Mike, you cannot put glitter in somebody's intake.
No,
man.
There was a bit. Now, again, I always – by the way, I mean, can we ever invoke Bill Cosby bits without all the weirdness subsequent to Bill Cosby?
Look, because funny's funny, man.
Funny's funny. When I was a kid, the Bill Cosby comedy records, I had all those. He did the bit when he was, I think, their first child. His wife's water breaks, and it's in his brand new Ferrari. And he's driving to the hospital. It's a funny bit.
It's
anyway,
funny.
That's guy talk.
Funny is funny, man. All right. Nice, O. Very nice. We're coming back. The latest on the Falcons and who wasn't practicing again.
Here we go again.